KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
You are listening to KHUM, and we are about ready to do Coastal Currents, and that is sponsored by Bayside Garden, also Glasshouse Garden Supply and Solutions Eco Goods. And joining me on the telephone is Delia and Lonnie. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. It's so good to have you both here, metaphorically speaking.
Yes. We are there of the airwaves.
So I am intrigued. Friends of the Swale Project.
Yeah. I'm here with Lonnie Grafman, who is the Environmental Resources Engineering Professor at SU and the Sustainability Advisor, and just been involved with this Swale Project, which is a floating food forest in New York City, actually, of all places.
A floating food forest. How does that work?
Yeah. So let Lonnie describe that for us.
Hey, so I'm an instructor here at Humboldt, and I just got back from New York a couple days ago working on this project. We started the project last year, did the build out, and it was floating last summer. So what it is about 5,000 square feet of floating free food, mostly local perennials, medicinals and edible plants that people can come and pick for free. It's built on top of a barge, and we have solar power and rainwater catchments and river water treatment and a few other systems that make it so people can come on board while we're docked. They can learn about food issues, environmental issues, and whatever else the community is interested in. And then we're in kind of a different dock every month. So last year, one of our docks was Concrete Plant Park in the Bronx. A fascinating area because 85% of the food in New York comes right through that neighborhood, yet it's an urban food desert. So, you know, you're lucky to find a bruised apple at a liquor store, even though all of the food is coming through there. And so in that neighborhood, the youth kind of took over and started teaching workshops on food justice issues and how to cook with different foods, how to pick foods. And then there's this implicit education element kind of about sea level rise. You know, the hope is that we would never have to start growing our food on barges. But, you know, the worst case scenario is that we have to start figuring out how to use water if we don't figure out how to save our atmosphere and therefore save our land and our water.
So there's all kinds of interesting questions that arise for me whenever you're not only building and growing on structure, but when you are also you're putting your agriculture like so close to the water, because normally we count upon a green buffer of some sort to trap nutrients and other things before they get into the water system. So how does it work on the barge?
So on the barge, the soil itself is doing treatment. So we have a couple things going on. One, we're catching rainwater and we're using that for watering the barge. And then also we're collecting some of the river water and treating that through a slow sand filter to then bring onto the barge for watering the plants. And then for the plants, to some extent, we're using a permaculture guild system. But since the barge is always in different positions, what we've done is we've put the kind of hardy plants and a lot of the soil that's going to be doing the treatment of the water are around the peripheral. And then as we get more and more towards the center, we get to, things like they have large fruiting bodies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So what happens to the little bit of water that is drainage from the planter areas?
So we're definitely trying to have no drainage, but when it's raining heavily, then we do have drainage. And that's all being treated through quite a large level of soil, and then subsoil, gravel, and then we have a couple of impermeable layers that keep most of it on the barge. And then we're relying on that plant and soil treatment for the cleaning of the water. So it'd kind of be doing, for instance, when you have subsurface soil treatments for a gray water system, it's like that.
Cool.
It's really cool that this is open to the public, right? And you have, like, workshops and things going on, and so people learn about all the things that you just talked about and how that helps our environment.
Correct, yeah. It's you know, this is meant to be, like I said, it's not meant to be a solution. We don't hope to have barges all up and down the coast doing this. What we want to do is inspire on a bunch of aspects, and one of them is in New York, it's illegal to grow public food for public use.
Really?
And we're able to get around that because the water has different laws.
Interesting, because I know New York is actually doing some amazing things with roof gardens and bees and all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. So there's a lot going on in New York that has to do with private land growing food, and that's been fantastic. The new movement of rooftop gardens, which I've worked on, and rooftop beehives, which I've worked on there, has been fantastic. But you still, if a park wanted to do that, they would not be allowed to. So one of the things we're hoping to do is inspire the law to change.
Is that why this is going on in New York and not necessarily not some other place? Or why New York?
Yeah, so New York is, one, just a fantastic city to work in. There's a lot of support for the arts and a lot of interest in these issues. It also gives us the ability to impact a lot of people. Last year, we had 60,000 visitors, 500 people a day on site learning about foods that, including foods that they might not have thought of as foods because they're just local herbs or weeds that grow that you can actually utilize. I think that that's, you know, a large reason. Mary Mattingly is the visionary behind the project. Most of the projects I've worked on here with her have been in New York, but also one in Philadelphia. About 9 years ago, we built the Water Pod, which had five artists living on the water trying to get all of their food, energy, and water from the barge itself.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Now this...
And you just came back from there last night.
Yeah.
Really recently.
Wow,
and
thank
what
you.
What were you doing? This has been going on for about since last summer, so there's been some changes.
Yeah, so last year we built the kind of prototype, and it proved its worth. We had more impact than we had even hoped, and more inspiration than we had hoped, and that was great. In fact, we found people were bringing plants on for us to go to help share with other neighborhoods, and it was fantastic. And so we decided we wanted to live, you know, for forever and to keep growing. So this year we're building out hills and putting on an apple orchard and have brought in new sponsors to really kind of build it to the next level.
So that leads to my question, which is these things, you know, even with so much volunteerism and people being so useful and helpful, you know, barges aren't free, docking isn't free, moving it isn't free. How is this funded?
So it's really been just this incredibly scrappy funding effort. It's been really fun to see who's been inspired. So the first build out, we had some New York art money, some private money, and we also had a Kickstarter campaign where we raised money from 333 different people. And then this year we have some new sponsors, including a corporate sponsor as well, and we're still looking for more so we can keep living on. So like-minded sponsors that are out there, yeah, contact me.
So how do people find out more information? I mean, there's some really amazing pictures of this online, and it looks like you could use some help from people too. So how do they find out more?
For sure. You know, there's not many floating food forests out there, so you can just Google that. But our name is Swale. That's S-W-A-L-E. And then we tack on the letters N-Y at the end, since it's a New York project. So S-W-A-L-E-N-Y .org. We also have it as a hashtag and Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook, as you mentioned, it's Friends of Swale.
Great. And we were talking about before how you came to the name Swale.
Because Swale is like a little drainage channel, like one of those little, like, U-shaped little curvy things, you know, for people who don't understand. It's like this little gentle valley. You find them in parking lots and in green spaces. And why Swale?
So in a lot of ways, just like Swale itself, in part, it's just for inspiration. The sound of it is so mellifluous and aesthetic. Also, it does have something to do with what we're doing, because we are this one spot, this catching water that would have just been storm water, and using it for value added purposes and putting it back into the ecosystem. In a lot of ways, we're more like a Chinampa, the Mesoamerican floating gardens. But really, there's just nothing like this. There's not, you know, these big. We're a juxtaposition of a bunch of greenery and edibles and art floating on this giant metal barge. It's 140 feet by 35 feet. When you see it floating down the New York waterways, you just have to stop and be like, what is that? And whatever that thing is, it doesn't really have a name, except now we call it Swale NY.
Yeah, everyone really should go online and check out some pictures. It's truly amazing. And so what are some plans for this year, that now that it's a little bit more established?
So pretty soon we'll be opening for volunteers in Brooklyn Bridge Park. So that's always a ton of fun, just getting in new plants and really helping to finalize it. Then in early May, we'll have our large opening event. And then we have all types of stuff planned. We have dyeing workshops and food justice workshops and a seed exchange. We have some cooking events and I believe a movie night. There'll be all types of events happening in each of these locations. So we'll be in three or four different ports throughout New York. Really excited to get back to the Bronx, where we have about 20 youth between the ages of 16 and 24 who just, you know, take over the programming. They put a DJ booth on board. So if you're in New York, go check it out. It was this time definitely had some humble people there helping. Some HSU graduates that now live in New York came out and volunteered this last week when I was there. And great seeing this little bit of Humboldt floating through New York.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks again so much for sharing this story with us today. I know you're a very busy person. So, again, so cool that there's a little piece of Humboldt in New York.
That is just...
I love it. What about... One of our sponsors is actually from Humboldt as well. So, you know, it's,
all right, look,
I feel really lucky to be in such a supportive community, even when we're working on the other coast.
That is so awesome. And Adelia, you mentioned to me in your email that there is an event coming up that everybody needs to know about on, I believe, Saturday?
Yes. Thanks for reminding me. There is an event coming up. It's the North Coast Environmental Center's auction dinner fundraiser, and it's on Saturday at 5:30 at the Bayside Grange. So there's going to be a spaghetti feed and music by Kingfoot and a silent auction, and all proceeds go to benefiting the North Coast Environmental Center and all of our programs like this one. So
right,
everyone should come out.
And you save money if you buy your tickets in advance. So advance tickets, $10 for students and children. Oh, that's till the 13th, which is today, and 20 for adults, and then tickets at the door will be a little bit more than that, 25 for adults and 15 for kids. So it's a good opportunity to get them early and still do an awful lot of good.
Yeah. Definitely.
And it sounds like fun, too. Anything else going on that we need to know about?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of things going on, but that's all I have for you today.
Okay, well, that's a lot. And again, if people want to see amazing pictures of the gardens, I went to Facebook and looked up Friends of Swale, and wow, it's very cool.
Definitely.
Thank you. Glad to
thank
you.
I'll have to tell my son about it since he lives in New York City.
Yeah, he can go see it for himself in person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mom, right. I want to go see a garden without you. But maybe he will. I'll tell his girlfriend. That'll work. Thank you both so very, very much. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're both very busy, and we'll do Coastal Currents again next week. I assume we'll be talking about coastal cleanups next week.
Sorry, what was that?
Next week, I assume we'll be talking about all the coastal cleanups that are happening.
Oh, there are so many happening. Yes, we will.
Okay. I was just making the assumption.
All the information.
But... Thank you guys so much. And again, Coastal Currents has been sponsored and is sponsored by some pretty wonderful folks. And we want to thank the nice people at Solutions Eco Goods and Glasshouse Garden Supply and Bayside Garden as well for doing the Coastal Currents thing right here on KHUM.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out KHUM.com or search KHUM in iTunes.